Hi, this is Michael Morrissey with SearchNetworking.com. Today I'm speaking with Christopher Burgess, author of the recent book Secrets Stolen, Fortunes Lost, Preventing Intellectual Property Theft and Economic Espionage in the 21st Century. Christopher is also a senior security advisor for Cisco Systems and a former senior operations officer with the CIA. In this, part one of three of the podcast, Christopher addresses how the intellectual property theft landscape is changing.
Well, Christopher, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
It's indeed my pleasure.
I guess my first question regarding security is, how has the intellectual theft landscape changed over the past few years? And is the danger to networks and corporations usually malicious inside employees, malicious outsiders, or is it just plain carelessness?
Good question. The landscape has changed, and the ubiquitousness of our computer systems and everyone being on all the time has changed the workday. It literally has changed the workday from a 9-to-5 to a 24-on environment, and the web has leveled out the global landscape to allow colleagues, friends, or competitors around the globe to be on when you're on. This has created some challenges for, especially for the global companies, but also for small and medium enterprises who view their market as a regional one, but in actuality they have a global footprint even if they didn't intend it to be. So is the danger with malicious inside employees? Well, that danger will always exist, but I personally believe it's overemphasized. And I'll give you a reason why. And malicious outsiders, they will absolutely always exist as well. And I think that is where the crux of the security issue lies. And in carelessness, well, unfortunately, it will always be present. And I wrap into the term carelessness other behaviors such as inadvertency. And what I mean by inadvertency is that the employee didn't know what the value is. Not that ignorance is an excuse, as I mentioned in your when we interviewed for your article recently. Ignorance is not an excuse, but you also have to make it an opportunity available to your employees to know. So let me go back to my points here. The malicious outsiders. I see the malicious outsider falling into four different categories. The first one being another individual. You know, just an individual with a bright idea on how to steal your information. And so they're going to go about it as best they can, using whatever resources are available, including that information which you make available through your PR arm or through your use of social networking, such as Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, Facebook. Whatever you put out there about you and your enterprise, your employees put out there, can all be put together to form what I affectionately call a package. And that package can be used to analyze how opportunity can be availed to a malevolent individual outside the enterprise to either technologically or physically penetrate that enterprise. And then you do have the malicious competitor. And different enterprises have been affected by this differently. There's a great many examples now of enterprises in one area of the world stealing plans and documents from an enterprise in another part of the world and trying to monetize them in the form of a product that they're selling in direct competition. And this has been going on since day one of the universe, probably, but it's become more prevalent now online, more visibility, because it's happening with more rapidity, as well as with very expensive consequences for the company that has had its plans impinged on. The maxim we've used in discussion is when a company finds out they're competing against their own design that a competitor stole and took to market. Then the third is the organized criminal elements. And the organized criminal elements are engaged for the purpose of monetization, and that monetization can come in the form of money, or in the form of power or extension of capability. And so as they look at your enterprise and what you you visibly make available about the enterprise, be it big or small, they are trying to figure out how to take from you, be it your intellectual property, be it your employees' personal identifying information, or your customers' data, and monetize that or exchange it into an extension of power and or capability. And then lastly, we have the nation-state threat. And the nation-states, they look at your insider as a potential avenue to learning more about your product. And their motivation is normally wrapped in national security, but it could also be in national economic security, and that is keeping one of your competitors afloat, because that competitor provides the tax base by which the constituency is employed. You know, it's in a one-sector nation, if you will, and there are a great many of those that exist around the world today in our 193 different countries out there, that it's in the country's interest to maintain this sector as viable because it is providing employment, it is providing the tax base, and so they put all their national resources behind it. So how is a company to protect themselves there? And that is, frankly, to develop policies and awareness programs, as well as to lock down your infrastructure, especially around that information, which is the most crucial to your survivability as an enterprise, and or protecting the information provided to you by your customers, because without them, then you're no longer a viable enterprise.